We're joined in the media center by John Force, who just won his 150th NHRA national event win, picks up the win over Ron Capps. John, you've been pressing for this moment. What were you just about to tell us?
Well, it's been 25 races, Denver last year, so I give credit to a lot of crew chiefs over the year. I came here the first time with Steve Pluger, and a great chassis builder, tuner. I came here with Austin Coyle and then with Bernie Federle. I say the greatest crew chiefs in the world, and I said it on TV. They got most of those, but so many other crew chiefs, you know. But Karate and Daniel Hood and Fabrizi, they led the charge, and they've had to put up with me all year. Not happy with the way the car steered, how I sat in it. Not happy with so many things. And then I got the monkey on my back. And I know I finally said it. I know I tell you it don't bother me, but it drives you nuts. You go to bed every night. And then I said, where's the monkey? The monkey taught me so much that the pressure is focus on your car if you want to do good. And John Force does, and he runs around, and he sells sponsors. I'm just doing stuff all the time, and I don't even know my car. And, you know, Karate said, and so'd Coyle, you've got to get to know your car. You got to live it. You got to love it. You got to study the drivers. Oh, yeah, I do all that. I wasn't. So sometimes you need a slap in the face. And that was the monkey that made me focus. You know what I mean? To live my car. And I've been living it here probably in the last four or five races. Have you noticed? It's popping up fast. I mean, we found something real critical. And Robert Hyde has stood by me through everything. He just amazes me. You know, when a lot of people said it's over for John Force, give me a good race car I can race. I may not be as young as these kids and a hot shot on that tree. You know what I mean? Like some of these young guys. You know what I mean? But I'm excited, and Proc wins right in front of me. Right behind me. And I went to the stands. I screwed up their parade. But I owed to get to the fans. I never made it at Topeka. I was hurt. Went over the fence. My leg went out. So I went over the fence this time, and they were dragging me over. And I just wanted to get there to tell them I loved them. And then I about tipped over. So, hey, great race car. I think I moved into second in the points. But the future of our sport, there's so much potential out here. All we got to do is find money. All we got to do is find how to get corporate America right. And that is the it just changed in the way they look at it. NASCAR, IndyCar, everywhere. And I'm going to find a way, because my grandkids were out here, was part of that. And Autumn and Jacob and my daughter Ashley and Brittany and Courtney. Autumn and actually they're just so much a part of my life, and I didn't want to go out here, and I got 3 years left in the contract, so you're stuck with me.
Questions for members of the media for John Force.
Who are you more excited for you or for Austin?
I'm excited for me to get rid of the pain, but Montana Brand came in with Prudhomme, took a chance with us, and I think that really, you know, when you switch crew chiefs and you put in Mike Green, you put a load on him and Ronnie Thompson, but they stayed with it. He doesn't overreact. He doesn't say, gee, that guy's faster, I'm going to go after him. He plays the game how he knows, like a lot like Karate, like Austin Coyle. Jimmy, he rips their hearts out. He's fearless, but that's the way he races. And they all get it done. So Robertson the lead with Auto Club. So look, at the end of the day, I was running Peak Lighting, one of our new companies, Old World has bought. I'm glad it's over. But I'm going to race, but I can calm down now and not live with that thinking you'd never get it. One thing I didn't do, I didn't yell out Petty, I'm coming after 200, because I never raced Petty. So, no more jokes. I'm going to come race my car. And, I've only got a few years left. I want to enjoy it. I want to have fun. And when you can't win, I've been trained to win. And it's just not fun. And then the budgets get crazy. The road gets tougher. But you guys are still here writing stories. I got old Cass. I love him. I tried to hire him here years ago. I hope I didn't embarrass him. I'm the guy that kissed him. He did not kiss me. But I just, sometimes I just love him. And I know, he wanted to beat me. He was giving it all he had. And I just grabbed him and kissed him because he's the real deal. He's a real great racer. And I just, today luck was with me, and I got the win. And I know if I kiss Ron Cass, I might get my picture in the paper.
might get arrested too. Yeah. Just kidding. Seattle has been such a part of the romance of drag racing for you. Seattle's you go way back with Seattle. How special is it to get that race right here?
Well, I've crashed here so many times. I've won so many races here, 7 or 8, I don't even know. And yet, I love that I raced up here with Bill Doner. I was doing a show with him and Beckman and Caps. 64 funny cars. I mean, I couldn't beat nobody. I couldn't even do a burnout without running out of fuel or oil. And it just, I just fell in love with it. I tell my wife, not because I won the race, but I said, there's certain tracks I'm really happy at. You know what I mean? I love Indy. Pomona is a work job for me, so many family members. But I always love Seattle. I love Vegas, and I don't party in Vegas. But I had to stop drinking with my head injuries. I haven't had a drop now. It's been over a year. So, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm starting to come around. You know, I've had some problems, and I have to wear special glasses because my eyes are bad. But I got no complaints. I'm 70 years old. I'm going to do it because I love the fans, and God will tell me when it's time. You'll know when your old body says, you're done. But I need to build new stars. I need to build Brittany. Robert's already there. Brittany's a champion, but she's got so much to learn. And I've got to build Proc. He's good. I know he had a little hiccup there, but all day long he was killing him. So anyway, but he's young and he's strong. I don't have that strength anymore. You know what I mean? No matter how hard you try, you don't have that fire. And I get it in my head, but it's hard to get it to make your legs do what you want to do like these young kids. But I'm giving it all I got, and I got to win. 150.
That having all been said, John, you're now, you said, second in the points. You've got this milestone. It's out of the way. It's off the desk. 150 wins. A big relief for you. And all the while, been working to get the car better, as you said, changing the brake, changing everything. And now here we are, Brainerd, the U.S. Nationals, and the NHRA countdown. Can you give this thing a ride here in 2019? Do you feel like you've got it all?
Yeah. Robert is killer on the lights. They all are. Everybody can beat me. That ain't no secret. I have to fudge and cheat and go deep and all that stuff. But sometimes it's only a little, but it might be enough when they're running side by side. So I can do that. And that's what I've got to do. I don't want to screw with anybody. You know, I do what I do. I make up my mind. And some days I go a complete different direction. And some days I just screw up, like not having brakes and stuff. The last couple of races, well, they found out it really wasn't a brake problem. They found it in the clutch can. The clutch was driving me. And but them guys are good. They found it. But, boy, we carried it for 4 or 5 races, and the clutch can was flexing the parts inside. They fixed it. Karate found it at Sonoma, and it won one race. It turned us around. That don't mean you're going to win a championship. Might be screwed up next week. But I'm in the hunt. And that's all I ever wanted to do was be in the hunt. I'm not trying to kid nobody. You know what I mean? I really love it. I love watching these cars. And I told myself, if you get beat, go over and give Ron a hug. He was the first one over to me to congratulate me. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy he is. And there's some J.R. Todd, another one. Just the best guy, personality. Never mad. You know, you think he's going to get mad. And then he just laughs. You know what I mean? And I just love all these kids. So, hey, enough of me. Let's go to work.
Go get your pictures taken. One more question.
You worked so hard for your first win 32 years ago. Did you ever think you'd get 50, let alone 150?
No. Never thought I'd be lucky if I got 5. What I'm saying is, I remember going to 9 finals, and somebody said, hey, is this like when you won your first championship or your first final round? It was 9, and you lost. And I said, don't put that in my head. It's too crowded in there, too many beer cans in there. I said, I don't even want to think about it. I had to stay away from it. Because you don't think it till after a while you see a guy down there walking away with a sign. And you realize you're making NHRA fly here. You're making everybody go the extra effort. TV setting up complete shows around me. And then I fail again. But I wasn't failing. I was doing the best I could. But failure is part of it. And that's what I told Brittany. Until you can learn to get that gut ache and turn it into a positive. That's the key. Okay.
Yep. All right, John, thank you very much. Congratulations. 150, John Force.
Amen, brother.